the Sears and Roebuck store in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Bits of History by John Duffy, from Thursday, May 15th, 1986, excerpted on page 9 of the Muscadet Progressive. A few years ago, WRCO Radio had a morning show program consisting of three elderly Bohemian ladies from the Hillsboro area and were being interviewed by then Rod Perry. These ladies told about growing up on three farms in the area. The most interesting part of their story was telling about the whole family gathering around the kitchen table as their mother and father were ordering the winter necessities from the Sears Roebuck catalog. Some of the orders would include wearing apparel, but most important was the ordering of winter supplies like dried fruits, candies, malted milk powder, coffee, and etc., etc. Then when the mailman would deliver the materials, it was the best day of that winter. Sears Company got its start 100 years ago in the Chicago headquarters. It all started when a guy by the name of Richard Sears, a young freight clerk, obtained watches that were left unclaimed at the depot. He contacted the company of the purchasing, saying, "I would pay you $12," and then he went on to sell them for $14. Soon he had more requests for watches than he could keep up with. Eventually, he opened a company in Minneapolis. It wasn't too long thereafter that the new watches would mean repair requests would follow. Sears hired a repairman, his name, Alva Roebuck. Thus, the great merchandising venture was born, profoundly affecting the buying habits of rural and small-town America. Here in Richland Center, the Sears and Roebuck store was located across from the fire station in what is now known as the Century Professional Building. Entering on Church Street, you would enter into a merchandise store. On the corner, there was a small gas station that would later become the Paramount Studio for a time period. Around the corner, there was another entrance across from the old Joan Chevrolet store, which was located in town and now houses Sean's Auto Repair. At that entrance, one could purchase horse machinery, farm machinery, and supplies needed, including Allstate tires that Sears and Roebuck carried. My father, Kenneth Otheed, recalls for an oral history of the time that my grandfather, Will Theed, on a monthly trip to Richland Center for shopping, decided, just by chance, to put on a new pair of tires on the Dodge because winter was approaching and the tires were getting bald. My grandmother, Minnie Theed, would want to make a stop at Keegan Mills because she would buy a 50-pound bag of flour and purchase some sugar for cooking. Uniquely, in the center of that block, there was called West Court Street, there was a gas station, and on the promotion sign it read, 7 gallons of gas for $1. According to my dad, it was a popular spot because of the price. Well, now, here's the rest of the story. The date that they had those tires put on was December 7th, 1941. The very next day on the radio, my dad and my grandparents would hear President Roosevelt declare war on Japan and the actions that had taken place at Pearl Harbor. Gas and sugar were now rationed. Everything was rationed, and you couldn't get tires anywhere. It was just by chance that the day before, on December 7th, the Theed family had made their regular trip to Richland Center to go shopping, and my grandfather decided to stop at the Sears and Roebuck store.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.